The week of Thanksgiving is a business paradox. The long holiday weekend means a shorter work week for many, but the day after Thanksgiving retail frenzy provides one of the biggest business days of the year. Roby Brock, with our content partner Talk Business, takes a look back at the business and political news of Arkansas from the previous week.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Arkansas's October jobless rate rose 1/10 of a point to 7.2% as the number of unemployed workers grew by an estimated 4,700. U.S. unemployment in October was 7.9%. 1 year ago, Arkansas's unemployment rate stood at 8%. Now, October marked the 45th consecutive month that the state's jobless rate hovered above 7%. Meat giant Tyson Foods saw its profits double in the fourth quarter despite a small slip in overall sales. The Springdale-based chicken, pork, and beef processor reported quarterly net income of $185 million. That's up from $97 million 1 year ago. Revenues were down for the quarter to $8.37 billion compared to $8.4 billion in the previous year. For its full fiscal year, which ended September 29th, Tyson Foods profits cleared $583 million on revenues of $33.28 billion. 1 year ago, Tyson Foods reported net income of $750 million on sales of $32.27 billion. A tough quarter of sales pushed profits lower for America's Car Mart. The Bentonville-based used car dealer posted net income of $7.28 million on revenue of a little more than $110 million. 1 year ago, Car Mart recorded net income of $7.76 million. On sales that were just about the same, a little over $110 million. An item tucked inside Walmart's routine quarterly earnings report noted that an investigation of corruption practices, once limited to the company's Mexican operations, has been expanded. Inquiries or investigations regarding allegations of potential Foreign Corrupt Practices Act violations have been commenced in a number of foreign markets where we operate, including but not limited to Brazil, China, and India, Walmart said in a statement in its earnings report. The Arkansas Policy Foundation is renewing its call for tax cuts that could reduce state collections by $88.5 million. The foundation proposed cutting the individual income tax rate from 7% to 6.75%, which would reduce state revenues by an estimated $45 million. Reducing the sales tax on groceries by 0.5% would reduce state revenues by $25 million. The think tank also said cutting the capital gains tax in Arkansas by 10% could reduce state revenues by $9.25 million. And a new study shows that small businesses have been the primary driver of job growth in the Delta area of Arkansas and the U.S. as larger employers have left the region. The report, which was completed by the Delta Regional Authority and Southeast Missouri State University, analyzed unique data from Dun & Bradstreet's information to assess key trends driving employment. Findings from the study include more than 90% of the new net Delta jobs over the past 20 years have been created by local small businesses of 9 or fewer employees. During the years of the Great Recession, local small businesses created over 58,000 new jobs, and during that same period, non-commercial and non-residential establishments eliminated nearly 368,000 jobs. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.